Lord, I am not worthy for you to enter under my roof. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
What our Lord puts before us here today, especially in the readings which we have today, beginning Lent, this is the first time we meet together in Lent, right? Little Lent, which is Advent, the second day. And so today, what our Lord puts before us is a message to recognize, look, we don't have it all together. Each one of us can say within our lives, if we look at ourselves, and I, myself included, I don't have my life all together. I'm not perfect. I sin every single day. What does it say in the scriptures? It says that the righteous person who does everything right sins how many times a day? 7. So the person who has everything together does at least 7 sins. And I'm not that person who has everything together. Maybe you are. Maybe you aren't. And so what our Lord asks us to do is he says, look, the one thing that we need above all else is a recognition of that simple fact that we're not worthy. We're not. But we don't just stay there in the fact that we're not worthy. We also have to, in that same moment, remind ourselves that God infinitely loves each and every one of us and wants us to spend eternity within his friendship. And so both those thoughts being held within the depths of our soul at the same time should bring us to a true place of humility, which recognizes our lowliness, but also recognizes that Jesus Christ did this for you and for me. No matter how unworthy we are, that's his love for us. And his desire to take on flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the incarnation which we celebrate at Christmas, so that he could do this for you and for me. This passage of scripture is exactly where we get that phrase that we use right before we receive Holy Communion, where we say, Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Just say the word, and me, I am your servant. I will be healed. Let that take on a new meaning, recognizing that we don't have it all together. At the same time, our Lord wills to allow us to receive him if we're able to do so. This little Lent, which is Advent, brings us to the point of that humility. Because the lower we allow ourselves to become within our own eyes, we actually become the perfect bed upon which Christ himself, as a little baby, can recline upon us. And to enter into the little chamber of our souls under our own roof. Because the little baby just wants to heal us. Because he's God. And he wants us to be with him forever. So you know, this Friday at 2 o'clock, I'm going to be here again. We're going to do that. I'm going to hear your confessions. I'm going to give you the anointing of the sick. And it's going to be amazing. But right now, this Eucharist enables us to be ready even for that moment. If you can receive him, and you can bring yourself to that point of humility, that's the thing that moves the heart of Jesus. And that's the thing that brings healing and amazement to Christ our God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.